Erev Tov Rabosai, Parshas Yisro. The Parsha begins as follows. Says the Pasuk, Vayishma Yisro Kohen Midyan Chosein Moshe Eis Kosher Asal Elohim LeMoshe LeYisrael Amo Kiyotzia Hashem Es Yisro MiMitzrayim. So, we know that Yisro heard. What did he hear? Says Rashi, Mashmua Shama Uba Kriyas Yamsuf Umulchemes Amalek. What did he hear? He heard the famous he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, and he heard about the war with Amalek, and he heard about the Nisim and the Flows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Obvious question. What is the Chiddush? So what he heard? Everyone heard. This was the most popular thing that was going on in the entire world. This was what you call that. This was what in the social media world is what you call it was trending. All right, the first couple things like you tried to type in, the first thing was probably Kriyas Yamsuf. The next thing was maybe the war of Muhammad Amalek. Unclear which one came first, but those were the most popular things. So what does that mean? He heard. All of a sudden, we open up a parsha in the Sefer Torah about what a Dover Pasha, that someone heard something that the entire world also heard about. So what exactly is Pshat? So answers Rav Shach Zatzal, the former Rosh Yeshiva Panovich, who founded Degel HaTorah, the Litvish political party in Eretz Yisrael, lived most of his life in Bnei Brak, started out in Europe, and then came here. He explains that this Shmia, this type of hearing, wasn't just a normal type of hearing. This wasn't just, you know, you're listening to the news, or you're watching the post game highlights. It's just a stop listening. You just get the reports. You get the bits and pieces. Rather, this was a special type of shmia. This shmia was something that gave hashpa. There was a lot of influence that he received. There was a lot of inspiration. This was an inspiring hearing. This was so inspiring. This hearing is because of these maisim. He decided to become in order to join Klal Yisrael. It was life changing. The same maisa happened, but everyone heard about it. But the way people perceived it led to so many different ramifications. This is a wild story, or if Lahavdil there was a video of this, this would have been a great YouTube clip of Kriyas Yamsuf. But rather, no, Yisro actually, when he heard it, he wanted to, you know, introspect, and he wanted to have to make it some type of meaning, and he took it as inspiration, and he sort of acted on that hearing. And this was a special type of koach hashmiya that he had. It wasn't just a stam thing. You know, as they say, it goes through one ear and out the other. These maisim weren't just wondrous happenings. Rather, these were something that what these were things in which settled with Yisro. It set with him. It had a great effect on him. And therefore, Rav Shach explains, that's why it's called Parshas Yisro. The Avos HaKadoshim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, most of our leaders in Klal Yisro don't have a Parsha named after them. Yisro, who a couple weeks ago was just a guy, who was a priest, all of a sudden now has his own name after a Parsha. People employ him. Why? Because again, Rav Shach explains, it's because that moment, that was the defining moment. The fact that when someone heard something about that Hashem did something, and not only did he hear about it, he reacted on that. He acted on that shmia. It wasn't just news. It was a sign that now's the time to do something. So therefore, Rav Shach explains, that's why he... That's why the Torah makes special emphasis on by Yishma Yisro, and that's why this parsha is called Parshas Yisro, because he listened with his ears. It wasn't just a listening; he acted based on that which he listened with his ears. Rabbeinu Yonah famously writes in Shari Tshuva that the most important body part are the ears. Why? because it's the ears that is it's the ears that's the first thing that has the ability to be mekabel musar, to hear words of musar, to hear words of rebuke, in order to get a person going to start doing tshuva, to start, you know, returning to the right path. It's the starting process ultimately of tshuva. The person, okay, he does. He'll regret what he does. The Rambam has the multi-step process of how to do tshuva, but you have to sort of be inspired in order to do tshuva. That's what no one writes about. That's where it starts from. How do you get that inspiration? You got to hear something. You hear the different emotions. You hear the different tochacha, and it's so important. The koach hashmia, listening to things, hearing things, using your ears. You're right, keeping your ears like, I don't know, wide open. I don't know. I guess however they say that. To what extent? It's almost like when you hear shiurim, and you hear like a shmooze, you hear like a sichas musar. You'll have the same speech, let's say, on a Thursday night in the ula of a sichas musar. One person saying the same words for 30 minutes before a crowd of about 40 guys. Everyone's there for the same amount, and the same words will be given over. And it'll be perceived in totally different ways. There could be 40 different people listening, but there could be 40 different messages that are sort of being processed. Why? Because it depends on how you hear. How does a person listen? How does a person, you know, go into, you'll see in one schmooze, a person will give a speech, and one person will be totally inspired, and the other one won't. And it's crazy because it's the same speech. It's the same words. It's the same makoros. It's the same thing also by a shir also, which is a regular yin shir. A person will be like, wow, what a gewaltig hakira. The other one will be like, what? And the other one will be like, it was boring. Why? Because it's an attitude of how a person, the first step is listening, and then the next step is the attitude, how to listen. Advice in terms of exactly, you know, how to exactly listen to, let's say, a proper shmooze. You know, a person, you know, once somebody's like, oh, I didn't get anything out of Sichas Musar. I didn't get anything out of this speech. I didn't get anything out of this guest speaker. The pshat is that when a person goes in to hear a speech, a person has to have a game plan. A person has to say, look, I am here. I don't want to waste my time. I'm here because there's a speaker here who can offer meaningful and meaningful things, and there are productive messages to be gained. I am going to try to look out. I'm going to try to look out for those messages. I'm going to try to listen with an ear, trying to perceive a message, trying to perceive a fundamental idea, some type of chizik, some type of inspiration. If you have that mindset and you have that attitude, every time you'll be listening to shir, you'll automatically be gaining something from that, because it's the attitude. How do you approach? What are you looking for when you hear something? Looking to hear some news. You go to speech because the guy's funny. Your ears are open for that joke. You're waiting for his jokes. You're waiting for some people. You know, they're waiting for the yiddias. Some people they're waiting for that harif line. But some people, they're waiting for that inspiration. That's exactly what Yisrael was doing. He was listening for that inspiration. And that's what every single one of us needs to be doing when we hear divrei musar. Where is that inspiration? We've got to be focused on that. If we're focused on that, our ears will, you know, open up when those words of inspiration come. It's almost like you have, like, I always, like, you know, there are people, they just go to Sichos Musar. But, like, you know, and I've seen multiple times, it's been a great speech, an inspirational speech. Whether you want to call it Harif or Shmak or however you classify good Sichos Musar. But, like, you know, you'll have someone just sitting there, you know, lean back, sort of on his phone for, even actually not even on his phone, just sitting there for, you know, 30 minutes. And, like, right after, it's like, like before somebody, like someone will come over to him and be like, oh, did you see that point? And like already he's out the door, like, you know, either like getting chon or like some other thing. And it's like, usually, yeah, the best way to tell, I always like to say this, is like the first 30 seconds after a Sichos Musar ultimately determines like whether like did you gain something out of it or not. The first thing is like, oh dude, like, let's get some chons. Like, dude, like, what were you just doing right now? Well, like there was supposed to, what was going on in that room, let's say, you know, was somebody speaking for 30, 35 minutes trying to give words of inspiration and meaningful words, and, you know, that's where you're focusing on the challenge. As opposed to, let's say, someone after 30, you know, within the next 30 seconds, like, is processing, like, whoa, this was a good speech that I heard. How I feel somewhat inspired. How am I going to act on that inspiration, like Yisro did, so that way that shmia could be, you know, a productive shmira. Shmia, excuse me. Tzadkan idea number one regarding the Koach HaShmia and the power of, you know, a person's ears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person. Idea number two. The Parsha goes on in Perek Yates, Pasuk Vav, the beginning, toward the end of Revi. Says the pasuk, "Va'atem tiuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh elad var masher tedaber el bnei Yisrael." So, leading up to Matan Torah, God tells Klal Yisrael, almost, "You guys should be for me mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh." These kingly priests and a holy nation. Says Rashi, who we talk about right now, kohanim. Talking to Klal Yisrael. So says Rashi, we're not talking about you should be called, not talking about the Kohanim, rather Sarim, ministers, princes, royalty. But what's the pshat? God's telling us, if we're Mekabel the Torah, you know, we're gonna achieve a certain status. We're gonna achieve a status of royalty. We're gonna feel on a very high level, feel on a lofty level. And then after Matan Torah, we also have this idea also, post Matan Torah, in Perek Chav, Pasuk Tesvav. Right, the Pasuk says over there, V'chol ha'am ro'o mesakos v'sablim mesakos shomer v'na ar v'yar am inu. Yeah, right, sorry, that's earlier. And then, sorry. But anyways, I can't find the spot right now, but we'll say that what exactly happened. Sorry, I was in Yud Zayin, excuse me. Al tiro ki levavur nilnaso seschem ba ha'elokim ba'avu v'avur tiri rasul p'nechem l'vtich t'chalto. Don't be afraid. Why? Because what's the pshat? Ki levavur nasos. What's nasos? Says Rashi, loshen harama gdola, this high level, a great level. Again, also the pshat is, again, Maimin Har Sinai, what's the point? Like they were scared. Oh, how are we going to keep all the Torah? Don't worry, Klal Yisrael. You're at Maimin Har Sinai, so guess what? You got to feel on this high level. You're almost like a new person. So, based on these two Rashis and pshat and the Pesukim, are we saying, really, that the entire point of Maimin Har Sinai, this Maimin HaGadol, this great event, right, one of the most historic events in all Jewish history, God speaking, the first two commandments, the world shaking, Klal Yisrael, one of the biggest gatherings in all of Jewish history, was for what? That Bnei Yisrael should just feel good about themselves, feel like they're princes, feel like they're people of God, feel like they're the chosen nation. Well, is it some type of ego booster? That's why we had Maimon Har Sinai. In order that we should feel chashuv, we could change our WhatsApp status to what? Torah bound? No. Rather, what explains the Alter Slabodka? Who better for this malach than the Alter Slabodka? We're in Slabodka. The main Muslim halach was what? Godless Adam. That he says that what? No, the point of Maimon Har Sinai was what's going on here. Atam Tiyulim Mamlachas Kodem V'Goy Kadosh. It's not that you should feel better about yourselves, that you should feel higher, you should feel greater. Is that no? Etzem, the fact of Kabbalah Satorah, you are now greater. Whether they liked it or not, it wasn't like, oh, now you got to feel greater. You'll be able to be greater. No, this event was an actual status change. They were now greater. They were now actually sarim. They were now considered princes. And what's the pshat? They became princes. So what's the pshat now? It was time to now start acting like princes. When you get to that level of, you have a high level, a lofty level of being, let's say, ministers, you got to hold yourself to high standards. The pshat, it's not that you should feel better about yourself. The pshat that, hey, you now are better. So anything that you've been doing in the past, any of the shtuyot, any of the nonsense, that's not how ministers act. That's not how representatives act. That's not how it's not how a goy kadosh acts. It's not how a holy nation acts. And that's exactly also. Before Maimon Har Sinai, we were mamleches kohanim, right? just like the Kohanim, right? They stand by the Avodah. They have a specific spot. So too, also us, also when we were getting ready for Maimon Har Sinai, we stood. We had a spot for ourselves. Moshe went up. Yoshua at the bottom. Klal Yisrael their spot. That's the pshat. Mamleches Kohanim. You're a holy nation. That's where the holy nation stands. This is a chashuv spot. This is a chashuv event. You are chashuv people. Rav Yamra always likes to say, based on this pasuk, many times I've heard in many of his shmuzim, that a person, based on this pasuk of Amleches Konim Goy Kadosh, every single person, every single yid, has to feel like what? He is a shagrir. He is he's an ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's someone that's an ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what? He represents the Torah also. And what does that mean? Wherever he goes. Wherever he goes, every single yid has a general tafkid. What's that general tafkid? To be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, to uphold the Torah. To show that, to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best way possible. And therefore you have to hold yourself to high standards. Sometimes you don't like, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you don't want him. But guess what? This we signed up for this job when? At Maimon Har Sinai. We said it. Nase v'nishma. Right? Nasa v'nishma. We will do, and then we're going to listen. We'll find that comes up Parshas Mishpat. But we said we're going to do. We signed up for this job. Now what? It's a lifetime contract of being an ambassador for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so that's the general tafkid, and then also on everyone's a general ambassador of Hashem, but also on a particular level, on a very personal level, each one has their own a ministry post, let's say, whether this person's in this thing or that person's in that thing, but it's our job to really figure. I mean, that's not so posh. The name of the game in life is to figure out what is that specific tafkid. If you do that, that's very great. That's great. When you figure out that tafkid, you better start performing that tafkid. Because every single person, again, you have a general tafkid as a yid in life, to be a kashim shemayim, but you also have a personal tafkid. What you're supposed to be doing. Once you figure out that tafkid, and that's what you're doing, and then you end up performing that, that's called being the ultimate Eved Hashem. That's called being the ultimate ambassador of Hashem. That's called Mamleches Kohanim. You're a real minister. The Goy Kadosh. You're representing the Jews as a nation, and you're also being, you know, a real minister. It's hard, but that's just how it is. That's just how it is. Sometimes we have to say no to things. Why? It's not because we want to or not. We should have a different mindset. That's beneath us. After Maimon Har Sinai, we're above that. We're great. Don't view these other things like a person has a Yetzirah. The way the BD Yetzirah is saying, you're better than that. Why? Because you're Goy Kadosh. You're on Mleches Kohanim. That's what the low lives do. I'm quote unquote a minister. I'm quote unquote an ambassador. The ambassador David Friedman or a prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't quote unquote pick up trash, right? There's other people that do that. So too by us, figuratively. In order to get ourselves involved in trash. Why? Because we're kosher. We're holy. We're lofty. I've got idea number two. Idea number three. We'll work a little backwards. We know pre-Matan Torah, when they were getting ready to receive the Torah, they left Refidim. And what does the pasuk say? Vayesu me refidim, right? Perek Yates pasuk, the pasuk base. Vayavo midbar Sinai, vayachanu ba midbar, vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. Right? They ended up just leaving. They ended up leaving refidim. They got to midbar Sinai. What's the pshat? They vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. And we know that's we know the famous Rashi. What's the pshat that it says vayichan? Right, in regular grammar, right, that's Lashon Yochin, it's singular. We know there were thousands of Jews. Why didn't it say Vayachanu? Says Rashi, Ki ish echad b'lev echad. What's the pshat? That they all camped what? As if they were one man and one heart. Meaning, what's the pshat? The pshat is that Rashi's understanding that in order for B'nai Yisrael to get to Maimon Har Sinai, they needed to get there with achdus. They needed to get there with arvus. They needed to get there with jointness. They needed to get there with unity. And once they were mis'ached, once they were unified, at that point they were ready for Kabbalah Satorah. They were ready to roll. So as we even get closer to Matan Torah, let's say, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, we have a similar idea that this comes up on. How do we know this? Getting closer to Matan Torah, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, Raid Ha'ed Ba'am. He says, you should warn the nation. I get it, this whole Lev Echad, the world is one, so we should all be getting the Torah together on top of Har Sinai, but still, the nation still has to back up. A couple steps back. You on top, Yeshua down low. Nation, don't get too close to the mountain. Why? Pen Yersuel Hashem L'Ros V'Nafu M'Menu Rav. Potentially might be a certain level of holiness. There's many, many Mefarshim on this. Yeah, if they get too close, maybe they were going to die. I don't know if they were going to be able to handle the extremes of, you know, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was important for them to avoid. And again, what's the pshat? V'Nafu M'Menu Rav. V'Nafu Mimenu Rav, many, but Vinafal. Vinafal should be Vinaflu. Vinafal, only one. So Rashi over there says, I think Rashi over there quotes, brings, I think, Bashim to Mechilta. Kol ma sheyipo mehem, viafilu hu yechidi choshu lefnei Rav. Kosh Baruch Hu cared about every single individual. And he was concerned. Even if one person were to fall, let's say one person were to even go up on that mountain, it would have been such a tragedy, such a travesty. It would have been as if many people died. Why? Because of the fact that we were all together. We were mis'ache. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. And it's almost like when one guy falls, it's like the whole nation, it's like almost like all the whole Klal Yisrael falls. It's Rashi B'Shem the Mechilta. And that's exactly what the whole theme of Har Sinai was, of this achdus. The fact that we had the achdus, we were finally rolling for the Kabbalah Satorah. The fact that it was every man was together, as if it was one heart. Everyone really felt the Lev Echad. What's the pshat? Everyone felt each other's feelings. Everyone really understood. Felt everyone's sorrow. Felt everyone's joy. Says of Aaron Cutler. The achdus in every single man makes the pshat is it makes you know the value of man so much more precious. When you really feel someone, when you really feel someone else, if you feel the pain of someone else, you value it a lot more. And that's exactly what's going on. You said, you know, when one would fall, it would be like many. Why? Because they felt connected. If you feel connected, your attitude towards those you're connected to is a lot more precious. And that's such a point that we have to work on about realizing sometimes that we need to, you know, really really feel out, you know, sometimes the pain of others. Other yiddin, the concept of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh. So it's not just a concept for, let's say, Zimun or Shomer Ka'oneh and all these dinim and Hilchos Brachos or whatever. Rather, what? No, it's also Ben Adam Chaveru thing. Even outside the Beis Medrash, being sensitive to other person's needs, to other person's wants, to other person's desires, to other person's issues. Sometimes it's crucial. It's crucial, and that was almost one of the prerequisites before Kabbalah Satorah. The Kosh Baruch really wanted to test us, right? As we said before earlier, are we a Goy Kadosh? Are we holy people? Are we a holy nation? What's a nation? A nation is the pshat that what? That was the pshat of the Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, where they camped together. So Kosh Baruch worried, you know, Kosh Baruch and that Mechilta worried about even the falling of one person. So Allah has come to become the goal, right? After all, you know, we're ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said in the previous idea. We're representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the pshat is supposed to be a Tzelem Elokim. We're supposed to be emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the least we could do is, you know, let's say, you know, worry, look out for, you know, every one of our every for a chaver's needs, whether it be spiritual or physical. So it's such an important yisod for the kiyum of yadus and for the etzim creation of why we even got the Torah and why we even nation, why we even have Maamar Har Sinai. And these are mainly the ideas which we wanted to discuss tonight. The quote-unquote, let's say, the sights and also the sounds of inspiration. You know, getting chizik, giving chizik to one another. Whether it be, again, getting the chizik by listening and being aware, or whether it be just understanding that it's our job in this world to be inspired and also to inspire. And last but not least is, again, the idea of also the inspiration that we can have on others and that others will have on us. Have a great night.